Good evening, everyone. Date is Thursday, December 1st, 2011. I'd like to welcome you all to the regular trustee meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. Time is now 7:06 p.m. And I'd like to begin by asking Chief Bob Taylor, could you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? I'm going to shift some things around on here this evening, and I'm going to first like to recognize Joe Clace, our Zoning and Development Director. We have some business this evening regarding an extension.
Correct. Thank you.
Final development plan extension.
We had a request this week for a extension of a final development plan for the Sorrento at Highland Lakes. It's a condominium project over north of Highland Lakes Avenue on the east side of Worthington Road. Yeah, we're presenting you a request for a extension for 12 months. 12 months has been kind of standard practice, but we also issued a 12-month extension about a little less than a year ago. It's set to expire on January 28th. Of 2012, and the proposal would extend it until January 28th, 2013. When we discussed with the applicant their request about a year ago, they had indicated that they were requesting a 1 or 2 year extension. They had indicated that the negotiations with the adjoining owner, HOA, about access and also discussions about engineering, I believe, needed to be resolved. Those may take a year or two. So staff supportive of their request. We typically review these for compliance for the regulations. Regulations for the PRD haven't changed to affect this project. Additionally, the expiration of a final development plan would give assurances to surrounding landowners that if conditions change, that they could re-review applications. The surrounding conditions have not changed. So between those two not having status change over the past, we've not seen any need to deny this extension. And we do have a representative from the applicant here to address any questions you guys might have.
Please, wouldn't mind approaching the podium, just state your name, your address, who you represent.
Good evening. My name is Kevin Kirshner from Stantec Consulting Services, 1500 Lakeshore Drive, Columbus, Ohio. I'm here representing the applicant or the developer property owner, Romanelli and Hughes. Yes, as Joe had mentioned, we had received zoning approval, final development plan approval, I think in June of 07. I understand that there's a three-year period where we would need to start construction or file that final plat. We did work through the process of filing a preliminary plat through regional planning, as well as going through the engineering review process with the county engineer. We got to a point basically at the beginning of 09 where we were just about done with all of our approvals from the Ohio EPA and environmental permitting standpoint. And if I'm sure you all are well aware, that's not a real good time in the home building market.
Right.
At that time, the developer chose not to start this project. He had some other projects where he had product that needed to finish out before he could make this project move forward. We did ask and receive an extension last year in February of 2011 for a zoning extension. I guess the good news is I'm being told that there is quite a bit of desire to move forward with this project early next year with construction. I think that's good news because some of his other projects maybe have running out of lots or need some more product. So we are requesting a one-year extension. We, Joe had mentioned there was some negotiating, I think, with the HOA for some easements that has recently, as I understand it, been discussed again with the HOA or will quickly be with the HOA again. So we had not pursued that over the last few years because basically the project was on hold. So that's the status of the project, and we'd appreciate your consideration.
How confident are you that these negotiations will complete within the year?
I'm not directly involved in the conversations. As I understand it, David Fisher, who I believe is the zoning attorney for this project, is having those discussions with the association, understanding that there was a general understanding between the association and the developer at the time of zoning. And from my understanding, that general understanding has not changed. So I wouldn't anticipate that being a problem, but it has been 4 or 5 years, and it's I can't commit for the association.
No, yeah, I understand. Are there any questions or comments from the rest of the board?
I have no questions.
No, I have
none. Well, I will entertain a motion this time if anyone wishes to make one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'll move to approve the request by Romanelli and Hughes pursuant to section 923.01 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution for a one-year extension with respect to the final development plan for Sorrento at Highland Lakes, formerly known as the Preserve at Highland Lakes. Case number ZC2008-01. Said final development plan was formally approved on January 28, 2008, was previously extended for 12 months, and is scheduled to expire on January 28, 2012. This extension will amend the approval to expire on January 28, 2013.
I'll second the motion.
Second. Is there any discussion?
Just a question, Joe. Hopefully this project will go forward within the next year, but if it looks like it's not, are they going to come back for a second extension, or what's the process?
Yeah, third extension.
Third
extension. Yeah. We don't have any limits on the number of extensions. Again, it's reviewed against the changes in our rules.
Right.
So if there was something that would change, or if the area surrounding it would change nature or character, it may be a reason to reconsider. But other than that, the rules are still the same, so I would assume if the extension were denied, they were re-reviewed, they'd be going through a process and getting the same result.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments from the board?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming out this evening.
Thanks, Kevin. Mm-hmm.
Joe, did you have anything else in your report you wanted to?
No.
No? Last chance. Okay, we will go straight then to the fiscal officer report. Mr. Myers.
Thank you. I have the month-end October financials for your signature. And we will, available to primary checking, $3,397,352.19. Our pooled investments of $11,190,525.98. For a total of pooled investment and checking balance, $14,587,878.17. Everything is cleared, no outstanding receipts or items, and everything is balanced. So I'll have that for you at the end. Next, year-end spending. We will stop spending money on December 16th. Any POs need to come in and be paid will be done before that, and then we will stop, and then we will begin to close the year out, and we like to... It always looks good to get that done quickly. So we want to do that, and I believe we'll have an audit in 2012, so we're looking forward to that. The next thing, there's two meetings that I need you guys to motion and pick a date and schedule, the first being our annual appropriation date, and that will be, we'll be discussing and approving the 2012 permanent appropriations. And the second would be the reorganizational meeting in January. The reappropriation would happen in December. Preferably after we spend all our money. Not all our money, when we quit spending money. So the week after the 16th, I'm sorry, that came out wrong. When we quit spending money. So preferably the week after, sometime after the 16th, and then the January would be the reorg meeting. Oh. Some of you want to look at Kevin. Okay.
You need a...
Do you need a motion then to set the appropriations?
Well, I need a motion by the three of you to agree on a date and motion to set that meeting.
Okay, well.
Would you like to wait?
No, we can go ahead and set, we can set these both now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
For the special meeting for the 2012 annual appropriations date, I'll make a motion that we set the special trustee meeting for December 15th, 2011, which is a Thursday, at 1 p.m. for the purpose of discussing and approving the 2012 permanent appropriations.
Second.
Seconded. Is there a discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye. Motion carries. Now, I believe we'll be having that, speaking with Mr. Wise about this earlier, we'll be having it over in the
township office.
In the township office, thank you. We'll have it over there, I think, set up there.
Okay.
Be identical to what we did last year. I think we did in the morning.
I'd like to ask the board also at this time if you could set a couple dates to discuss review of personnel matters for 2012 and staffing and budgetary items.
Yeah, I had spoken to Mr. Wise about this as well, and I'd like to propose a couple of dates. This would be following the week of the 15th. I'd be looking at the 19th, which is a Monday, and the 20th, which is a Tuesday. Doing both of those meetings at 4 p.m. on both days.
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Yes. These would be executive session. Compensation and
the what days again, Rick? 19th and
20th. 19th and 20th, a Monday and a Tuesday.
Okay.
4:30 on both dates.
4 or 4:30?
4:30.
4:30.
Is that, well?
That works.
Yeah.
That would be easier for me.
Okay.
I'm coming from downtown.
4:30 is fine, yeah.
Okay, so I'll offer a motion then to set special trustee meetings for Monday, December 19th, 2011, and Tuesday, December 20th, 2011. At 4:30 p.m. For the purpose of discussing the appointment and compensation of public employees.
Second.
Discussion. And both of those would be executive session.
One other item. In case there's any outstanding purchase orders over $2,500, that may be a good time also to approve those. So I might include that in the public meeting notice as a housekeeping item.
That will be paid in 2012.
Yes.
Okay.
In 11.
We're going to close on the 16th.
Okay.
So those dates and times are agreeable with the board then?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Hearing no discussion, could you call
roll? Call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye. Motion carries. And then it looks like we need to set a date for the 2012 reorganization meeting.
Do
first
thing. Right,
yeah, I see no reason not to. So okay, I'll offer a motion then to set the 2012 reorganizational trustee meeting for January 5th.
Fifth.
The first Thursday, 2012, at 7 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
Seconded. Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have.
I think I'm radioactive.
Just real quick, Rick. Special trustee meeting December 15th, 1 p.m. for appropriations.
Correct.
December 19th and 20th, back-to-back meetings at 4:30 p.m. Personnel matters. And then January 5th at 7 p.m., the reorg meeting. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. That's all I have.
Okay, I skipped over public comment. Is there anyone who wishes to give public comment this evening? Seeing and hearing none, we will go right into new business. Police, Chief Taylor.
Our current canine, Brutus, has been in service since, I believe it's June of 2004. and he's currently 9 years old. Usually we're lucky to have canines on the street. They're usually lifespan for street duty is 10 to 11 years of age. Brutus is starting to feel the effects of age, and the vet has diagnosed him as having a form of human MS. His back legs are starting to give out on him. We hope to keep him until August, but we're going to be pushing that according to our handler. So we're in the midst of a fundraiser, and our goal is $10,000. With approval to purchase a new canine plus training, it's going to cost $10,000. Thus far, with some help, we've collected $700 from our business community, and there are a number of letters out there. So tonight, I'd like approval to accept $700 thus far collected for our canine.
Chief, I see here there's a series of donations listed from various. Do we need to do each of these one by one? Paul's not.
We do? Okay.
Okay. I will offer the first motion to accept the donation from Tattletale Portable Alarm Systems, Inc. in the amount of $200 for the police department's canine fund. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
I'll move to accept a donation from Job Site Resources, LLC in the amount of $200 for the Police Department K-9 Fund.
Second.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to accept a donation from Fleet Lease Exchange Company, Inc., in the amount of $100 for the Police Department K-9 Fund.
Second.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
That's only $500, and Donna said we had $700. I believe we, at our open house, Halloween open house, 2, 4,
those motions only add up to 5.
And the receipts.
200, 201.
Mm-hmm. We did have, Linda had a raffle for the canine unit, and that's where the additional money is coming from. So it was $700.
Okay.
Chief, point of clarification, if someone were to make a donation to the township, is that a charitable contribution?
That's a good question. We're a nonprofit. No, you're right.
If it went, we have the foundation, right? But that's parks.
We'd have to set up some type of foundation or piggyback on somebody else's foundation who would pick up this cause.
Okay. Maybe we could at least explore some options. I think if there was an opportunity for tax donation or tax credit, it might help. Whether we do it through the foundation, Delaware Foundation, the parks, set up our separate. I mean, we may want to set up some type of a mechanism where if people want to make any kind of a contribution to the township other than the parks. So, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman, I'd suggest we have staff investigate that option.
That'd be helpful. More or less just a general type of fund, charitable contribution fund for the township.
Right. I mean, we're talking $10,000. That's a lot of money. And, you know, if we get $100, $200 at a time, I'm sure people aren't going to do it just to get the tax write-off, but it could be another added incentive, especially at the year-end or something. So.
Thank you.
Is there a way, Paul, are we allowed to, I mean, we don't know where the other $200 is coming from.
It is off the ground.
I mean, would it be okay if I just offered a motion to accept the $200 from assorted sources?
Yeah, assorted sources.
Okay, I'll offer a motion to accept a donation from miscellaneous sources from the Halloween raffle in the amount of $200 for the police department's K-9 fund.
Second.
Second. Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
We thank those residents that purchased raffle tickets.
Thank you. Second item, Molly Blevins has requested tuition reimbursement. She's about to begin bachelor's studies at Franklin University, and upon successfully passing the courses, attaining a grade of B, she is requesting tuition reimbursement.
Okay. I'll move to approve the tuition reimbursement request from Detective Molly Blevins to study business administration at Franklin University.
I'll second that motion. Is there a discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
And lastly, we have a new candidate for our Citizens Police Academy Board. And the individual's name is Kyle Heichel. That's the correct spelling or pronunciation. It's H-E-I-C-H-E-L. At our last meeting, Kyle did attend. And seems like he's an enthusiastic person and believe he would be a benefit to our board.
I'll make that motion, too. I talked to Kyle tonight, and he's volunteered for some other activities at the township, and he's eager to serve on the committee. I believe he's even eager to begin some fundraising for Brutus's replacement. Oh, so I'll move to appoint Kyle Heichel as a member of the Citizens Police Advisory Board with a term to expire...
Expire March 31st, 2014.
March 31st, 2014.
I'll second the motion.
Second. And any discussion? I know that Kyle, he owns a small business, and he has generously donated, they're those bounce houses.
Right.
Oh, really?
To the various community events that we've held here.
Oh, great. Okay.
So he's been very generous, yes. He's not only, I know he's volunteered his services elsewhere, we do appreciate his wanting to become involved.
Yeah,
so.
His dad was a police chief in
Glendon Township.
Yeah.
Yes.
Comes from a law enforcement background.
We encourage all residents that are looking to get involved one way or another to please engage with the township and look for opportunities. We'll find a place for you.
And Chief, will you be notifying him then? We'll notify him then with a letter.
Or we can have our president notify.
Okay. Okay.
Hearing no discussion, we'll call the roll.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We're now into the portion maintenance.
I'd like to ask you to skip over maintenance until after the executive session.
Okay. Well, in that case, we'll move to the executive session, and then I will motion to adjourn to executive session at.
Let me do my report first.
And we've got fire. I don't know if we have fire. Anything? Okay. Administration.
Okay, Mr. Wise, if you want to come up and give your report then.
Sorry about that. The child ID system, photographing of children in the office has been slow moving, and I think we might be able to pick up more customers if we adjust the times of the event instead of from 9 to 11, 2 to 4 p.m. That way we may be able to get some afternoon children there. Seems like one of the complaints we heard was it's hard getting the kids out of the house between those hours in the morning.
Okay.
So we're going to adjust, try and make it once a month from
What's
2 to 4 p.m.
What's the age range?
From
child?
0 to 97 we'll do.
Okay.
So I just want to let the board know we will adjust those times and post those in the newsletter. So for starting in January, we'll begin that.
Okay.
The time change. Secondly, we've received one grant so far from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. This was for the recreational trails grant in the amount of $6,991.63. I'd like to ask the board that we accept this grant at this time.
Make a motion to graciously accept the $6,991.63 from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources for recreational trails at McNamara Park.
I will second that. Is there discussion?
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpani?
Aye. Motion carries.
And I'd just like to announce that Rumpke is has tweaked their delivery service in the Delaware County area, and they now have asked the township if it was okay to adjust their pickups from Thursdays. We have a Thursday currently, a Thursday and Friday pickup. They would like to pick up the entire township on Fridays now. And I've heard some good comments from residents so far. That would be more convenient for them going into the weekend with empty cans is one of the positives. So just like to announce that Rumpke will be changing in January, beginning with the first Friday in January. They're changing to the whole township to Fridays now.
And how has that been communicated to the residents? The postcards to?
The postcard will be mailed out, I think, next week to all of the township residents. So
Rumpke,
if you have.
Rumpke mails
that. Rumpke is mailing those out.
Yeah.
There was an article in the Westerville paper today. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I saw that too.
So I thank the press already for picking that up and reporting on that. We appreciate your coverage.
I'd like to ask you and Joe to facilitate sending out an email to our distribution list of residents. Okay, that went out.
Everybody.
We do have, and then that Facebook page as well for the township. If you could maybe put a little blurb on there, I think it would be helpful. Just cover as many different corners as possible so people can't say they didn't hear about it.
Great.
Thanks.
The December marks the renewal period for the vision plan of the township, and Linda Greco, our benefits coordinator, has been working with our current provider and other providers to find the best plan for the township. And she's reported back that we are now in a position to lock our price in for 4 years and save money in the meantime. So like the board to consider, she prepared a little synopsis for you concerning the vision. I'd like the board to stand behind this change and vote for this evening.
I will go ahead and offer the motion to change the vision insurance plan from a VSP signature plan to a VSP choice plan with a 4-year rate lock for township employees' independence.
Second.
Discussion.
I believe that she had emailed us that she's going to save $14,000 by doing this, and it's a better plan. So
it's actually a lower rate each year than the rate that we're currently paying.
Gosh, really?
So great. That's
boy, she does an excellent job on finding good deals for insurance for us. She really.
I don't have my notes in front of me. It's the same carrier, but it's a different plan within the carrier, and I think there will be the general services provided, there will be no change. But I think for some of the more specialized services, there'll be a little bit more of a cost to employees if they elect to take advantage of those things. That's really the only difference.
Well, saving $14,000.
As well as
right.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Great. Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna?
Aye. Motion carries. And we thank Linda for her initiative and doing the legwork on shopping around and getting us those those savings, getting the taxpayers those savings. Okay.
All right. And lastly, we've been solicited by another deferred compensation firm, and we would like to enter an agreement with them as a secondary choice for our employees. There's no obligation to either one of it. We have a higher deferred compensation. This would be a secondary choice, which actually they were brought to us by our fire department employees as a preferred carrier. There'll be different investment opportunities for the individuals on their own initiative, and but in order to do this, the trustees would have to authorize the township to sign off on soliciting their business. And Linda does take care of the paperwork for these benefits, so this would be authorizing her to sign on behalf of the board the agreements and things.
I'll move to enter into an agreement with Symphony Partners to offer an additional RPC 457 deferred compensation plan to Genoa Township employees and authorize Human Resource Specialist Linda Greco to sign on behalf of the board.
I will second that motion. Is there discussion? Paul, just so I have this straight, it's just essentially another option if our employees wish not to go through Ohio.
Have a deferred compensation, or you can utilize both programs if you'd like.
What do we know about Symphony Partners? I don't know anything about them.
From what I understand, they're a reputable company. They have serviced a lot of fire departments in the area, and that, I believe that's how our Genoa firefighters have got to learn about this, is through other departments. So it's another choice for that, for our employees, different investment options. So that's about all I know about it.
There's meeting schedules for the employees that have information about and everything too, so right to 100.
And does Ohio Deferred Comp provide information on our employees as well on a regular basis?
Through the mail, right.
They make visits periodically to the township, and whenever we have benefits meetings, they show up and participate.
And Deferred Comp overall is entirely optional, correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries. Do you have a comment?
Somebody else, I believe, is going to speak to us in a minute, right, Jeff?
In executive session.
Oh, okay.
Executive session.
Paul, back to the child ID program.
Yes.
Have we coordinated at all or done any type of an outreach to some of the daycare centers or schools where they've asked us to come into their facility?
We have. We have also been asked by different programs that in the area that have been holding events to go and come in with our equipment and offer our services. There was a major program at the Veterans Memorial a couple months ago that we participated in, and it was very, we got the word out there about our police department too, the services we offer in Genoa. So we do make outreaches to community. That's one of the benefits of our system. It has a portable ability to it. And some of the detectives and some of the patrol officers are skilled in the system along with Don Durbin when we have walk-ins.
Okay. And Chief, a question. I assume we still have available to our residents who might be traveling over the holidays a home check program?
Yes.
Okay, so anyone that's going to be gone for Christmas, call the non-emergency number at the police department, set that up?
8.4.
I believe you can sign up on the website, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Yeah, that's right.
The county will also do it for you, too.
They will send the other
to you guys, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, after hours. If we're not in the office after business hours, they'll take down the necessary information and send it to us.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And we finally have our light at Freeman.
Yes,
it turned on.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Yeah.
And I've heard some really good comments from the public so far. I know the residents that live on the other side of Freeman and have to cross the schools, they're feeling much safer now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And also the bus routes, I believe, some of them have been rerouted through the intersection instead of bottlenecking at Mount Royal. So the transportation department was right on the ball at Westerville School, so that's been a help, too, to help some of the traffic down at Mount Royal and 3.
Yes. And I understand we are looking at possible flashers.
Yes. The county highway department, engineers department, has agreed since it kind of happened at the same time, since the school district expanded their bus pickup range because of cutbacks, the county engineer's office agreed to install, to order and install these types of the speed school in service flashing lights like we have on old 3C. So two of those will be going on Tussock. Right now all we have are the signs that say during restricted hours, which are pretty vague, but now we'll have a visual reminder within the school zone that you better slow down to 20 or chief's going to cite you. So.
Right.
Right.
Good.
Thank you.
I guess we're moving into announcements. First, before we get into announcements, I do want to make an announcement. It's actually a gesture I want to recognize. First, I want to recognize Ron Kyle, our parks manager, who threw a very nice dinner for the Parks Advisory Board the other night. And I want to commend him for that. He did that of his own cost and of his own initiative. And it was just a very nice way to give back to the Parks Advisory Board for the work they've done over this year for us.
And they've met many times over many different projects.
They have.
And they it wasn't easy either for them.
With little funding and even littler direction.
Right.
And then I learned at that dinner, however, that one of the Parks Board members, Teresa Yu, won the raffle. I believe it was at the fundraiser for the tennis courts that was held, which we're obviously not going through with the tennis courts, but it was a fundraiser regardless. And she won the raffle, and I think it was $150, and she turned around and gave it right back to the township for the Parks Improvement Fund.
So
I thought that was a very first-class gesture on Teresa's part.
Right.
And just further reinforces the type of good people that we have on that board and how proud we are of them. So I thought she'd just do that. Okay, moving into announcements, the Parks Advisory Board will be meeting on December 7th, 2011. I believe that'll be here at the hall.
And it's an open house, too.
That's right. Thank you. It is the open house. So there'll be kind of
very short meeting. And then
short meetings, and I assume they'll have, like, displays set up or with just showing some of the projects that are underway and proposed. The time will be 7 o'clock. Thank you. The Board of Zoning Appeals will be meeting on December 20th. I take it that'll be 7 as well. That's canceled. Strike that. No Board of Zoning Appeals. The offices will be closed on December 23rd and 26th for Christmas. They will also be closed on New Year's Day, January 2nd. Well,
day after
the day after New Year's, but in recognition of New Year's Day.
Right.
So, yeah. Are there any other comments or issues to come for the board? Okay. Hearing none, then I will motion that we adjourn into executive session at 7:44 p.m. to consider the appointment and compensation of public employees and the purchase of property.
Second.
Seconded. Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. We are now in executive session.
Time is now 10:59 p.m. and I would like to make a motion that we adjourn out of executive session and return to regular session.
Second.
Seconded. Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. We are now back into the regular portion of the meeting. We do have some business to come out of executive session, so I'd like to provide a quick synopsis.
Just a quick synopsis, because I know it's getting late. We're wrapping up work for the season over at McNamara Park, and we do have another application for payment for the contractor, Republic Builders, then I'm going to ask for you to approve the payout tonight of application number four, please.
Okay, I will make a motion then to approve the lease payment to Republic Builders LLC in the amount of $57,827.58 for payment application number four for the McNamara Park Phase 1 project.
Second.
Second. Discussion?
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna?
Aye. Motion carries. And that was just a regular schedule.
Yes. Okay. Next, I'm going to like to request the board to approve some supplemental appropriations needed for McNamara Park. And these would be some moving around of funds between in the general fund into the park project.
Okay. Did you want them?
You could read the line items as prepared by the fiscal office from motion to authorize.
Okay, move to authorize the fiscal office to process the following supplemental appropriation from 1000, 120, 190, 0000 to blank.
$70,000.
Oh, in the amount, I see, in the amount of $70,000 for buildings and ground salaries to account 1,610,190,000. Now.
$50,000.
$50,000 being moved. Oh. We're shifting the money around. Okay. Boy, this is confusing. Sorry. Using the way it's written. Okay, so $50,000 go for park salaries, then goes into 1,760,730,0026, and $20,000 for the, and that was an account, $20,000 for the improvement of sites and parks. Also goes into
improvement of sites and parks.
That same account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1,760,730,0026, and I would also, as part of the motion, allocate $57,400 for land from account number 1,760,710,0000. That will go to account 1,760,730,0026, and this is for improvement of sites for the parks,
mm-hmm.
and this amount is $57,400.
I will second that motion. Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna?
Aye.
The next motion is for then and now purchase orders. Since our meeting was only one time in November, we had expenses incurred from November 3rd until this date. So we've had to work with some vendors here. We have to ask for then and nows to pay for some of the contractors and supplies at McNamara Park.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve the following then and now purchase orders for the McNamara Park project. Ohio Cat, the amount of $3,052.50 for excavating. Freeman Excavating, $9,855 for excavating. McCoy Paving, $40,205. Hauling stone and debris, asphalt installation. RKE, the amount of $8,417.50, hauling stone. National Lyman Stone, the amount of $39,233.61 for stone, and Oki Jordan, $3,400 hauling stone for a total of $100,434.71.
Second.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Next, some purchase orders for the upcoming buttoning up of the park, getting ready for winter. We'll need some more stone for the project and some excavation. I'm asking for the board to approve the following purchase orders for those two vendors.
I will move to approve the following purchase orders for the Mackinac Park project. For Freeman Excavating, the amount of $2,480 for the excavating, and for into National Line of Stone, the amount of $8,010 for the piece of stone, bringing the total to $10,490.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Next, I'd like the board to approve a then and now purchase order for Emergency Plumbing Service, LLC. This is an outside contractor that the township had to utilize for a project for a damage to our forced main sewer line that's located at the intersection or at the corner of Big Walnut Road and State Route 3. Some of you may notice when you're biking, et cetera, walking on a trail, there's a sewage smell from that area.
Right. Oh.
When WOW Cable installed their fiber optic line last year, their line, their boring line perforated our sewer line and thus created our force main to have a small leak in it, which we had to call out these experts in repairing these types of things. And they repaired our sewer line for us, our forced main that runs through there. This bill is the total bill for the project, $3,500.
We're going to pay this money, but then we've already invoiced Light of the West for
an equal amount to this bill. So the township will net out zero in this transaction since it wasn't our fault during this break.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve a then and now purchase order to Emergency Plumbing Services or Service LLC in the amount of $3,500.
Second.
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Next, I'd like to ask the board to approve a then and now purchase order to McCoy Paving for some concrete curb work that they've done throughout the township on the roads. There's some inlets that the township had began working on, and McCoy has offered some of their expertise on the roads for us to button up some of those exclamation marks points. One of them that I think all of you have seen has been on Mount Royal where the barrels were located. So that's been fixed at this point.
Okay. I will motion to approve a then and now purchase order to McCoy Paving in the amount of $9,900 for concrete curb work.
Second.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Next is a request for a purchase order to 2K Construction to pay for the installation of 6 ADA accessible crossings at McNamara Park.
Okay. I'll move to approve a purchase order to 2K Construction in the amount of $58,754 for the installation of 6 ADA crosswalks.
I will second that. Is there any discussion?
There is a grant associated with this. Pretty much a $48,000 grant that the township has been awarded. We're to do the complete the work. This will take care of completing the work, and we'll receive the grant money, and this will net out the whole transaction. We'll have about a $10,000 exposure on a $50,000 project.
And this will be in the park itself?
Yes.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
That's all I have on behalf of maintenance this evening.
Okay. Is there any more business to come before the board this evening?
No.
Good.
Hearing none, I will make a motion then to adjourn at
Second.
Roll call, Mr. Getler.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpon.
Aye. Motion carries. We are now adjourned at 11:00.